One lady, one mission, to get you on your feet. Welcome to Dear Creative Me. I am your host, Kelsey Nyaga, and let's dive in.
We are all struggling to survive. Okay, will you shut up? You know, I totally understand. Okay, fine. You're not struggling to survive. But you know, like, everyone has been to these places. They have all gone for vacations. And I'm just stuck here, you know, with my pajamas, making recordings for you all to listen to. And feel like you all went out. Because, anyway, so a lot has happened this week. And I just thought I should tell you about it. You know, I've just been writing stuff, and I for myself that every time I write it, I'm always like, this is none of your business. But anyway, this is another one like this. And so, throughout this week, you know, have you ever been at that position where you look at your playlist and you're like, there is nothing that I reread. There is nothing that I relate to right now. It's just nothing. Literally. Yeah, I get you. Because, like, this whole week, like, has been, like, ups and downs. Like, have you ever seen, like, a heartbeat that's rate, whatever, what's it called? Like, a heartbeat rate. That's been my mood. Like, 1 minute I'm all down and nothing makes sense. And the other moment is like, it's happy. Your mood is amazing. So, let me tell you what happened. So, you all have heard of Adele Onyango's giveaway of microphones. So, maybe I was like, you know, we can do this. We can do this. And then I just went on, you know, diving in. My friend sent me that. And, like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to try it. So, the first round came. And I gave my submission, and your girl didn't get no mic. And she was like, okay, I understand. I am not good enough. Yes. Then I was like, who's giving up? Who gives up? So I decided, next round, it's me. We are doing this. So I went on for this week. And you know what the submission was like? You were like, not you, but somebody else was like supposed to nominate you, or you could nominate yourself. So what happened is, like, I'm just looking, like, 300 comments, and it's only the first day, yo. So I'm just looking over the comments, and everyone is like a whole list of people, like, nominating one person, you know, nominating one person. Like, you know, this person has probably gone rounded up. People nominate me, you know, feeling, you know what I mean? Yes, and me, I'm looking. Do I go tell my people to come nominate me? I don't want to trouble everyone with my problems. Have you ever felt like that? I don't want to trouble anyone with my problems right now. So, yeah. Yeah, that's what I did. But I was like, telling one person doesn't hurt. So I went to Shiro and I was like, Shiro, Ebusi. And she went and she nominated me. And you know, after someone nominated me, I was like, yo, I have supporters out here. I was happy. So after, like, I have seen her, she's nominated. So I went to my first account, my main account, and I liked her comment. Then I was like, I nominate Dear Creative Me. What's this called? I keep forgetting. Dear Creative Me. Oh, underscore podcast. I was like, I nominate that as well. So I was like, I have two nominators, which is like me and Shiro. I know you all must be mad at me right now. I know you're thinking like, Kelsey, you should have told us to nominate you. We would have nominated you. I'm like, yeah. I understand, but you know, I don't want to trouble with you with all my problems. You get me? Mm-hmm. So that happened. After, you know, like, and then I went to now my podcast account, and then I nominated myself again, nominated also a couple of my friends. I was like, yo, that's enough. I feel that snap. Then in my head, I knew there is no way, Kelsey, you're going to win this. There is no way you're going to win this. So I was like, okay. You know, we know there's no way you're going to win this. There's just, it's just life. And life happens. So I was like, okay, Kelsey, we have established that this is not for you to win. Because they are proved that definitely people out there who are worth it more than you are. Because they have rounded up people to come nominate for them. They have used up their energy, you know, into it. Then I was like, you know, sucking on my bed. I was like, Kelsey, you ain't going to win nothing. Nothing. So I was like, okay, God. This is for you, and this is you who chooses, and I totally understand if you do not choose me. But is that what we are going to get out of this? Like, out of this giveaway, you're just going to get a microphone? Is that what you're planning to do? I was like, no way! So I was like, this is a chance for me to connect with my community of podcasters. I'm like, these are people who are podcasting like me, and yo, what better place to find them than here? And like, people who relate to me, they are here because they don't have a microphone. And I too do not have a microphone. So like, connect. I didn't exactly connect, but that actually made me feel good. I actually met this girl. She's called Alexandra, and she has a podcast by the name It's Okay Child, and I really love that podcast. Go, by the way, go check it out. Like, it's called what have I said again? Oh, It's Okay Child. Mm-hmm. And it just says, literally, it's all about It's Okay Child. Who has a better cause than that? Mila, I have the same cause as that one too, and I totally support her. So, back to the story. As I, you know, felt good because I was like, yeah, at least we can get something out of this. So, I'm just going out there helping my mom with the house chores because, you know, we don't go for vacations like everybody else on Instagram. Yeah, I know. So, life moves on. And I'm tired, so I go take a nap. I know y'all probably don't like people sleeping during the day, but according to me and the research that I've done on myself, I need sleep. I need meditation. I need sleep. I need naps. I need all those things to keep me sane because, yo, I have a greater yin. Yeah, and now I'm talking Greek. That's okay. That's fine. So I slept, and I was like, I slept, like, for, like, 3 hours during the day. Don't look at me like that. I'm more active at night. Okay, don't judge me, though. So, I went on like that. And then I was just fine. And I slept. And then I woke up. To notifications. Adele Onyango has mentioned you. Adele Onyango has texted you. Adele Onyango liked you. You know, I was like, yo! I was super happy. And the other moment, I was like so sad. I was not talking to nobody. So I just woke up shouting and screaming in the house. Like, and you know, the thing with living in a house where everybody has their own rooms is like, nobody cares. So I was just walking around. I had to knock on those doors for them to like hear that I am actually happy. And then nobody heard me. Like, I had literally nobody to celebrate with at that moment. Because like later on, people celebrated with me. They were like, congratulations, mama. And I was happy. And then life is good. Life is good. So as we continued like that, I, you know, I felt good. I had actually won the microphone. And it is not yet with us, but soon you're gonna hear me through a microphone. Anyway, guys, let me stop wasting your time and let's dive in to the topic of the day, power of networking. Today, I am joined by Caleb Motiso. Yes, he's a very nice guy and I'm pretty sure he'll tell you about himself. So without further ado.
good morning. You never told me good morning.
Good morning.
Good How morning. Are you? This beautiful morning. Fine Welcome morning. To my YouTube channel.
This is not a YouTube channel. Welcome to our pod. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's amazing. All right. So, why don't we start with a little introduction about yourself? Like, tell us about yourself.
Okay. I'm Caleb Mutiso. I'm a Christian. I love God. Yeah, and I'm also a student in Juja Boys. I'm studying mechatronics engineering.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you want us to know about yourself.
Yeah, that's all, I guess. And what? I'm a happy guy. I love being happy. And also, I appreciate that you are. Yeah, I appreciate that you are hosting me here. Thanks.
We're actually grateful. We're grateful to have you here. It's like a privilege to have you here. So I'm just going to start like our conversation, like how we're going to talk about like the power of networking, like in this business stuff and this creative stuff. So I just wanted to ask you, what is your definition of networking?
Networking. Yes. Okay. So maybe I can use analogies. I love using analogies.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm going to give two, and then one maybe one would be a bit off. Like how do you put it? Like it's not common.
Authentic. Yeah, so, we say authentic.
Yeah, of course. Okay, it's authentic. Forever. Yeah. So okay, we can think of networking like education. How you're born and then you're sent off to school. Like at that time, you don't understand the purpose because you go to school, you're crying for your parents to come pick you up. And and you're being taught things that you might never use. Things like what? Things you've never used. Dichotomous key. Litmus paper.
I even forgot those things anyway.
Yeah, so at that we grow up and slowly we start moving into our specific career fields.
And
that's one analogy. So comparing it to networking is that networking, I think, is just learning people and experiencing them in their own way. Either for your own benefit, either for just the fun of it, or maybe for professional reasons. The second analogy is like, okay, I'm going to give one from my favorite book. It's called the Christian Bible. Okay. Yeah, so if we look at, everybody has done CRE, so it's not something new. So we can look at just like the way Jesus did his things, and like the whole of the New Testament is like a whole network up to the point where we are right now at this time in 2020. So Jesus himself was a single person. Then he had to choose 12 people who will do the work that he will carry on the message that he left to them. Then the 12 expanded to the likes of Paul, Peter, Timothy, and the rest. And then from then, now we have us, the current Christians who are still in the network of Jesus Christ. So that's another analogy. That's like the perfect definition of a network, which lasts. I think it's the longest lasting network ever.
That's true, like over 2,000 years before we started saying BC.
Of course. Yeah. So those are the two analogies. You can compare yourself. You can try to get your definition from those two analogies. Education, at first you don't understand it, then you slowly get to develop, you know what you want, you know, yeah, something like that. So you form your network. You start from like those who know you, then you go to those you don't know, then those connect you to this, and slowly by slowly you cut off those you don't need, then you get those who you need, then you move on with them. Yeah, it's the story of life.
Cutting part like was just funny.
So that's what I'll say networking is, according to me. That's my own opinion. Yeah.
That is really very authentic. Like I really would never have come up with that. Like thinking of it now, that is like such a long and strong and very like good network. Like that is awesome. Yeah. So I'll go off to the next question. So networking. You said networking can be used for your pup, for you, your own sake, for your other people's sake. What do you think is like the importance of networking? What do you think is its purpose?
Networking is important. You know, when you're asking me whether it's important, it's like asking me, is learning important? What else? Is breathing important? Yeah. So
Oh, yeah,
most
very
of the
important.
things we have in life is we draw them from our network. Our friends is just a network. Yeah. Our acquaintances, it's just a network.
A
Our
whole
what?
network.
There's this thing that came along during the time of when Bob Collymore, may God rest his soul in peace, when he passed away. There's this thing about boys club. Yeah, it's just a
Oh, yeah.
network. Yeah, boys or
It is.
ladies club. You can call it whatever you want. Even what do they call it these days? They call it Reng. Is it Rende or what? There's some name.
I
There's this Gengeton name. It's
know.
disappearing. Something like, I think I'll remember it as we go on. Yeah, I think even the people who we end up with in life, our spouses, it's just they come from our network. Basically, you can
It
just
is.
walk into a town and just say, I want a wife, and you get one. She has to come from your network of friends and all that. And networking is it's very important, because especially if you are in your career you'll have to network eventually, because most of these job opportunities, they come through references. Like
Sure.
if I have a gig, Kelsey, you play the violin, right?
And you play the saxophone.
Yeah, so if I had a gig and maybe we since we're in the same network, it's very easy to find somebody who plays the violin. There's somebody called Kelsey in my contact list, so I'll just call her. But if I don't know anybody who plays the violin, maybe it might be hard to trust somebody who I've not known for a while. How will they
That's
play?
true.
Where are they
That's true.
team players? And things like that. So networks are very important. If you are a business person, you know those who move through life through their careers, and there are those who move through life through business. So if you're a business person, if you want clients, you'll have to network. If you want investors, you'll have to know how to network, especially investors. It's not easy to just, because you can't approach, not everybody has money, not everybody is willing to fund things. Some just want to keep the money for themselves. So you have to know how to network. So networking is very important, both socially, both professionally, mentally. It's good. If you don't network, you are at a risk of being depressed.
Yeah, that is very, very
Yeah, so yeah, that's some of the things that should make you want to network. Yeah.
Yeah, networking. Networking. Why?
Hey.
Networking is actually
Kelsey, have you taken pumpkins for breakfast?
Actually, let me tell you what happened. So, see, I've got to take breakfast too. Actually, take like coffee and like and eggs. Stony man, wow. And then I just look at the trees of egg, and there's only one.
And you're used to five.
There's just one.
Wow. Yeah, nice. Okay, yeah, okay.
So, now that we have established networking, not net, yes, networking is like very important. Is very important, like in your life, personal life, and also in business life, and also as a creative. So, I wanted to ask, like, what do you think, like, that someone needs, like, for if you want to have like a networking strategy, if you're networking and network around you, you also have to look at the values of the network and like who to cut off. Like, what do you think are the skills for this?
Okay, you've said their skills, right? And So one thing we have to understand is that as long as they remain skills, it's not something that everyone is born with. Actually, no one is born with the skills of how to network. Yeah.
Yeah, you just develop them.
Yeah, they grow on you as you interact with people in school, as you interact with people at work, everywhere, even at home. Yeah. So maybe some things that might give you, like, if you want to develop a really good networking strategy, number one, you have to be cautious. Eh? You can't just walk up to people and say, "Hi, can you do this for me? Can you do this? Do you have a job opportunity for me?" People might
do you
call
have connections?
Do you have connections? Can you hook me up with this guy? Yeah, I've met such people. I've met such people, and they don't like you're angry, but you just understand they don't. They're coming from a position of not knowing. So you, so just endure them. So you have to walk up to somebody and say, "Hi, how are you? My name is Caleb. This is what I do. This is what I want. Are you in a position to help me?" Or you ask them, "May I please know your name?" And things like those. It's very simple. I need some help. Number two, you can also, you should be quick to read people and also their cues. When somebody is not interested in the conversation that you've brought up or in the topic that you're talking about, you'll see it on their faces. Even if they smile, you'll see that funny grin, that funny fake smile, something like that. So that's your cue. You should now start concluding. I've remembered something. Let me just walk away. Let me just go somewhere. Yeah. Something I'd forgotten. And maybe pick a fake phone call. Or something like that. So you should be ready to read people. Otherwise, you'll waste your time. You'll waste their time. Maybe people might, you might be in maybe a get-together or a dinner, and you're walking around networking, and then there's this whispers going around, "Don't talk to that guy. Don't talk to that guy. He has a very funny topic." Yeah. You see, at the end of the day, you might end up losing much more than... Yeah, so be quick to read people. Also, be eloquent. Yeah. You can spend one hour introducing yourself. "Hi, my name is Caleb. My name is Caleb and what was I saying? Like you're not gotten your ideas in one place. You don't know. You know, most people, especially if you're approaching business people, they don't have that time. 1 minute to them is millions to the country and also to their companies. So you have to be quick. That's like, true. "Hi, my name is Caleb. This is what I want. This is how you can help me. Don't tell me no. First, hear what I have to say." And if they say yes, then that's one positive. Go ahead. Continue. Surprise them. Hit them with this. Hit them with that. Yeah. And slowly by slowly, it becomes something good and you get a lot from it. Also, you should be willing to go through the mud. not everybody wants to listen to you. Not everybody is interested on your face, with your voice and your face, or your fancy clothes or not fancy clothes. Yeah. So you have to be willing to like be disappointed a million times, because if you are seated at home and you're not networking, you're not going to get disappointed because there's nothing you're expecting. But the moment you get out there and you start talking to people, and everybody's like, okay, I don't have time to for this. Okay, I need to hurry. Okay, I'm not interested. Then you get disappointed. Yeah. Of course, you'll get a few positive feedbacks. Yeah.
Disappointment. So actually, there's somebody who posted, a friend of mine posted on their status a while ago, and they said that a calm storm does not make a good salesman, like sailor or salesman, thing like that. Yeah. So yeah, in line with what you were saying, I was just adding like a point, some sugar.
Yeah, it has to be rough. it has to be rough. Yeah, that's when we learn about our capabilities and also our limits.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so people should be willing to go through the mud. There's nothing easy about this life. You must be willing to go through the mud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then another thing I think that people should know is this thing is a habit that you should create. It's not something that you just wake up. Okay, there's some people who it works for them, just waking up and going and just amazing people. You're going, you're meeting, and then everybody's like, wow, I met this guy this day. He's so amazing. For people like me, that's easy because you're so confident. You don't care about anything. Yeah. We don't care how people see us. Yeah. But for some people, they're really timid. Some of them are shy. Some have not, what do you call them? Introverts. They don't like interacting with people. Yeah. So you just form the habit. Just start with one person. You have friends at home, try convincing your parents to do something for you. That's still that's a step. It's easy, but it's just part of networking, and it gives you more confidence to go to the next person slowly by slowly. You build your own network. Yeah, right, Kelsey.
Yeah, that is very, very, very right.
Yeah, so people should develop a habit. Don't just expect to be at the top on day one. You know, you see people on TV just pitching on Lion's Den. Hi, this is what you do. This is what I have. Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy. Actually, at that time, the heart is beating as fast as what? It's actually a skill that people learn over time. Yeah. Then I think one important thing that people need to learn is that we don't network to benefit ourselves. Don't just go networking for the sake of your business, for the sake of maybe making friends. Like, network first, get to learn the other person and also what they care about.
True.
Yeah, I can't come to you, Kelsey. You're doing your special, right, Jess?
Yes,
yeah, I can't come to you and start telling you about architecture. Maybe that's not even your field, you're not interested in it. And I'm there like, I saw this building, it's so great. And Kelsey is looking at me with that look you normally give people, that that fierce one. What are you saying? Yeah. So
I just knew I had that look.
Oh, you have this funny look that you give. I saw it, I think we were in Stada. At those jam sessions you have. Oh, there's this look you gave. I don't know who you gave it. Was it me or somebody? Somebody was doing something funny. Yeah. Those enlarged eyes. Kelsey, you know the things you do. You know the things you do. So right?
Yes, I actually do that a lot.
Yeah, so you might go to somebody and you're there pitching to them about pens, and they're not interested in pens. They want pencils. So what do you do?
Yeah,
so you network, get to learn about what people care about. Then if you see Kelsey is so passionate about maps and GIS and all that, then you tell her there's this idea ahead of an app about how to make navigation easy in Kenya. You know, we don't have a good mapping system. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so and Kelsey is suddenly interested. She stops what she's doing and then she looks at you. So you get to learn people, ask them, hi, what are you doing here? Like, get to learn. Maybe it's a conference. Why did you come here? Maybe somebody just came because somebody else came. They're not interested in the theme of the conference, right?
That's true. That's true.
And also, if you get to learn people, like, okay, look at investors. There's some investors who are just interested in money, right? Then there are others who are also interested in, like, the social aspect of the business. Is it helping people? Is it changing lives? Is it improving lives and all that, right? So you can't go to this investor who's interested in money and tell them that this thing is changing lives. Like, they'll be the question they'll want to hear is, I'm making this profit every year. This is the turnover that I'm having, right? To this one who's interested in the social aspect, and you're there blabbering about how I've made millions in the past few months, how I've done this number of sales in this first quarter and all that. And they're not interested. Yeah. They're waiting to hear this catchy phrase that I've changed five lives. There are five new kids who have gone to school because of this. I've created five jobs, you know? So you get to learn what matters to them first, and then now you can pitch, even friendships. You can't go to your friends, maybe, and this I'll mention maybe later about the friends you choose. Okay, so you can't go to friends. Maybe your friends are not interested. Let me see. Kelsey, you love music, right?
Yes, I love music.
So to some extent, most of your network is people who love music and people who do music, people who play music. Those are the people who interact with most of the time, right?
That is.
Yeah, so if you go to people who love what? Who love what? Who love traveling?
Sports.
Right? Sports. Yes, Kelsey, you suffer. You fast. You suffer. Kelsey, you suffer. They're not interested in music. They just want to run. And Kelsey's there. In her tracksuit saying, yes, we can do it. If Obama did it, we can do it. Yes, we can. No.
Yeah,
you
we
first
can.
Have to understand them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you understand them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and also, if you're pitching to an investor and they tell you no, and you have not understood what matters to them, you know, that's now your problem, because you can't just say,
true,
these people don't understand my idea. It's so revolutionary. Did you take the time to learn what matters to them? Right?
Yeah.
Even in relationships, that's why some of them go sideways, because you don't know what matters to your spouse. Maybe to them, maybe
that's
the
true.
WhatsApp chats are really important. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
yeah.
to another, they just want phone calls or video calls all day. Some want attention the whole day. So you take time to learn how they want to be treated, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll be disappointed and things might go in it mrama for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So take time to learn people. Yeah. So I think that's all I'd say. And please don't forget that these are skills. It's things you can train yourself if you're really willing to do it. As long as you're willing, there's nothing you can't do in this world, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's it about the strategy. If you want to create one, just use those few guidelines. They might help you a lot. They're not everything, but that's that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and your opinion matters. Yeah. Yes, that is actually like a lot of value added to us. You know, I was listening to like some video in Facebook, and this guy, I think he's called Matthew Hasey. He's like a content creator, and then he like say like how to make like somebody like how to make somebody like you when they see you, like when they're talking to you, and you probably want to like go approach that. And he was saying that when you go talk to someone, like, you want to make it all about them. Yeah. But for them to love you, you, like, have to, like, make them the star of the show. And that way, they you connect, you know, and have, like, a network.
That's nice, actually. Yeah. I think making them the center of attention. Nobody doesn't love attention. Kelsey, you know that. And also, I think showing people that you know them, even the least bit, showing them that you're interested in their life, that you took your time to research on them, I think it's very important.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is very important.
Yeah.
So, now one of the last things that we are going to say here today. So I wanted to ask. Everything like has a good side to it, and everything has like its bad side to it. And like, what do you think are some of the downsides to networking, like especially social networking?
Social.
Yeah, like social media networking and stuff like that. And also in person, like
okay. Yeah, okay. So the downsides, okay, everything has downsides, and sometimes maybe the downside might be more than the good sides, but this is another case. So the downsides are not that many, but for some, maybe the downsides might be hard to handle because they're too much. Okay, for maybe I can mention one. Okay, if you're networking and you fall in the wrong network and you feel like you belong, whether it's business, whether it's social,
it's
and you
personal.
Fall in a bad company, that's it for you. That's it for you. You're done. Because
you're done. Kusha,
people, Kusha, you're done. Like if Kelsey had 10, 9, 9 friends who are good alcoholics, good, really good people who drink, like who take alcohol really well, like Hawabatishi. If you had 9 of them, trust me, you're the 10th one. Don't wait for somebody else. Yeah. And if you fall into the bad company, so bad company ruins good moral. That's obvious. There's no obvious. Generation, there's no one who has come with a new theory that bad company helps good morals. There's nothing that's ever happened like that. That's something that's fixed by God and by nature. It's there. Ata nyanya ukieka moja mbaya, zinaanza kuharibika. Si ati mbaya itaanza kuwa mzuri, right? So at avocado, don't touch avocados, please. Avocados are sacred. So take care when you're making this network, you don't fall in the wrong network. It can pull you back. That's why people end up in toxic relationships, toxic
True.
Friendships, toxic networks, toxic careers. You know, you're pulled into a career you don't understand. What even you know, even betting is a career that some people are making. So the network determines your behavior and also how people influence you. Remember, there's this guy who came to Citizen and he was telling us that your friends should be the one to tell you, like, we come sit and make business plans and all that. Yeah, right? They should be the ones to tell you, like, maybe your business is not working out well for you. They should be the one to tell you, don't worry, these things happen. Come on, wake up. You're made for this. You're meant for this. Just pray about it. Do things like that. And yeah, so if they're bad, they'll tell you, we achana na hiyo kitu. Kwanza ngangana naye milele. Right? Yeah,
true,
but
this
should be the people to pull you up, people to tell you to stand up when you go down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's one downside. If you end on the wrong network, that's it for you. Another thing maybe it. I can mention is that they expect disappointments, right?
Yeah.
If I approach you, Kelsey, there's some expectations. Okay, this guy will have some time to listen to me. This guy will accept the idea or something like that. But the moment you just say hi and somebody says hi, akianza kutembea, yo, si unajua tu staki story zako. Kwanza in Nairobi, it's very dangerous. Somebody walking up to you saying hi, may I talk to you for a minute? Where? Unaanza kushikilia simu vizuri. Right? Yeah. So expect disappointments when expectations don't show, right? Like you don't get results or feedback. Another thing, when the network deserts you, eventually there's some point tafika, then the true network shows, then those who are just there for the good time, they'll walk away. So don't be disappointed. That will come along eventually. Everybody has to go through that to sift out the good friends, the bad friends, and the bad ones, right?
That's true.
Yeah. And also, there's also this podcast that a friend of mine does. It's called Creative Me. She did a topic on comparison, the thief of joy. You know, when yeah, there's this friend of mine who's doing really good podcasts. She's called Kelsey. So in a network, we have different characters. There's this guy who's always happy. There's this guy who starts businesses and they succeed. There's this one who's just the one who's always pulling the group back. Yes, yeah, peke yake ndo anafanya kila time. You're in a meeting trying to discuss how to help this guy because his life is going sideways. When you're in a network, there's of course the something called comparison. So take care you don't compare yourself. Everybody's unique, right?
True.
Yeah, and also at some point you might feel left out when the network now starts, like, you know, like they organize something, they go alone, maybe you don't get the call. So these are the downsides, and it might hit you hard. It depends with how you think and how you perceive it. And it's, so you might be depressed, you're asking yourself, why do they always leave me behind? Why don't they want to include me? And all that. And also there's these preconceptions and also assumptions that we make about people. And you go and you meet that, okay, this is not what I'd assumed it to be. Like, let's say if you're looking for a girlfriend, and you see this lady called Kelsey somewhere and she's playing the violin and you're so drawn. You're so drawn to her. And after the maybe the concert or the gig, you go and say, hi, Kelsey. And she looks at you with that look like, what do you want? I'm tired. I've been playing the violin for hours. I'm not going to give you my number. Move away. I want to pack up and just go home. Maybe there's something Kelsey's going through. So you might get disappointed, and also it might hit you hard. Then you start asking yourself question, is it that, am I that repulsive? Is my voice that bad? Is there something I could have done better? So these are some of the downsides of networking, and I think I've gone through all of them. You may be careful you've gone through all of them, right?
All of them, so, but
some of them. Yeah. So that's what I'd say, like, are some of the downsides of networking.
So guys, guys, you've had, like, why are you laughing?
Why am I laughing? I'm allowed to laugh. Just because this is your podcast doesn't mean I can't laugh. Look at you.
Okay, fine. Keep laughing. Keep laughing.
Let me laugh.
So as I was saying,
you've
heard that networking is very important, and there are going to be those times when, like, networking gets hard and, you know, you get to the downsides of it, but be strong to rise up. And Kalko. Kalko, what would you say, like, in conclusion? About so that we end this thing.
Okay, maybe I can say life is mostly about networking. If you don't network, you'll have a hard time getting by, right?
Yeah.
And also, don't let your network also define you. Don't look at the people who are your support. Hashtag support system. And you're there asking, why? If Kelsey's the one who's supporting me, I have no hope for this life. Yeah, don't look at it that way. Then also, you might share the same goals. Like, you might have started a business together. You might maybe be dating, right? You have the same goals, because maybe if you're dating, maybe the goal is to end up together for the rest of your life. If it's a business, maybe you want to change lives or make money, right? But people are unique. The way I see. The way I see ugali is not the same way Kelsey sees ugali, right?
Yeah, I think that is very true, because,
Yeah, so when ugali is brought at the table, is I might look at it and say, ah, come on. And then somebody might be like, yes, this is what I've been waiting for the whole of my life. So you don't use that to judge your network, right? Yeah, so just try learn your network, try understand them. Also, focus on the positive things about your network. Don't let the negatives, because just because one nyanya is bad doesn't mean the whole gunia is bad, right? Yeah, so you focus on the rest of the gunia. Be optimistic, be opportunistic, use the advantage that you have with that network. Just because somebody isn't listening to you or somebody's not behaving as you expected doesn't mean that they don't want to hear what you say, right? Yeah, then also what I then the last maybe the last thing, my parting shot is what I'd like to say, like just start. You might hear this podcast and you're there and wondering, oh my, this guy is talking as if it's something easy. Just start, go to one person, talk up in jaget, tafuta soldier, tafuta polisi, msalimie, muulize habari ya kazi yako. Network doesn't matter who it is. Enda kwa mama mboga, talk to her, ask how her business is doing. And slowly by slowly, you get confidence. The only problem people have is starting. People never start. People just want to talk, talk, talk.
And
Kenyans.
talk.
Yeah. And do nothing. Yeah. So that's my advice. Just start. Don't care about even the strategy I've given to you. Just start. Go learn. These are things I've accumulated over time. They're not things I was born with. So you have to learn. You have to learn, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So just start. That's my parting shot.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing. So, Kalko, that's the time we had for today, and we are so glad to have had you like here, like umetufanya
Asante kwa kunihost, Kelsey.
Yeah. That's it for this episode. I'm so happy that we've reached this far with you all, and I'm just saying thank you to you all, and I hope that I keep on adding value to your life, because yo, what's all this if we cannot add value to you? Because yo, you're the one that matters, and you want to start that thing, just start already, honey. Yeah, this is a time for you, and now I just hope that you are not leaving here the same way you came. I hope you had a great time. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. And if you did, share with your friends and family. I mean, honestly, this is an amazing community. And yes, you can join our community at Dear Creative Me underscore podcast on Instagram, and have more updates in case we have more updates, and see like good stuff there, because I post a lot. Anyway, oh yes, and we're gonna have a hotline number soon. Soon. I keep saying soon, but yo, this is soon. It's happening. Anyway, I'm gonna say ta-ta.